Thank you for downloading this episode in the Harm Reduction Coalition podcast series. My name is Alan Clear, and I work for the Harm Reduction Coalition. And I went to the Peer Delivered Syringe Exchange Conference here in New York City last week. And Peer Delivered Syringe Exchange is it's a way of getting syringes out through drug-using networks in New York City. And it's vastly expanded the amount of syringes that have been going out into the community. And as you hear Liam say, it's gone beyond syringe exchange. It's a harm reduction network. And this is the third conference they've had. It's all self-organized with the help of the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene and other players and actors like the Harm Reduction Coalition. And so I spoke to Liam from New York. I spoke to Brian, who's from Ithaca, because this is a statewide initiative. I also spoke to Devania and Karen, who are both from Baltimore, and they were coming up from Baltimore to see what's happening in New York City in preparation for the National Harm Reduction Conference, because we've been linking up people from New York to the people in Baltimore. So I'll play the interviews all the way right through, back to back, and I hope you enjoy it. Hey, Liam.
How you doing?
Good. We're at the... What number is this? We're at the Peer Delivered Syringe Exchange
This should be
conference.
Number three.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. It's really impressive the way it's all come together. I was at last year's. I don't think I was at the first one.
Well, the first one was the biggest one, I think. That was my favorite one. And now it's established two more. And we have the peer network up and running. That was set off the first one. And that's growing even bigger with our third conference and the direction we're heading in. I think we're going to be big time soon.
I guess we should say what the Peer Deliver Network is, right?
Yeah, it's a network set for peers, actually harm reduction peers. It's moved on from Peer Delivered Syringe Exchange to encompass all harm reduction peers that work within New York State. Mostly New York City right now, but all of New York State is welcome to be a part of it and join with us anytime.
Yeah, and basically it's drug user organizing, right?
Yep, that's exactly it. You know, it's no stigma, nothing in that. Stigma crushing.
Stigma crushing machine.
Yep.
And you've been, you know, we're getting ready for the Baltimore conference, for the National Harm Reduction Conference, and you've been down to Baltimore.
Yeah.
Met with some of the folks down there. You want to talk about that a bit?
Yeah, well, that was great. It was a great. It was a privilege actually to be sent down there and to meet the peers down there and to help them set up and organize. And before the conference, you know, Baltimore is a really cool town. I mean, it's got a lot of history. It's a little you know. It looks like the South Bronx in the 80s in some parts, which is really cool. I don't mind it at all. I like it. But to see how everything operates down there with the way the peers are and the way they conduct syringe exchange, it's totally different. It's like another parallel universe. And I think that the conference going there is going to open up a lot of eyes in Baltimore, because I think that they need to see harm reduction. I think they're a little scared of harm reduction. I mean, and I think that this conference will really open their eyes and they'll accept it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I hope there's often a legacy related to where we do our conferences. It doesn't always work, but, you know, Baltimore is such a place where we could have something that gets left behind when we finish.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's, I mean, I think I might even move there, be honest with you, man. It's cheap. Mm-hmm. It's got some cheap buildings to buy. Maybe start a peer network down there. Maybe even start a HRC down there. Baltimore HRC.
That'd be really cool. Okay, thanks, Liam.
All right, have a good one.
Hi, Brian.
Hello.
You're up at Southern Tier AIDS Project program up in Ithaca, right? You've come down for the peer conference, and like you're just saying this is, you've been to every one so far. What do you do up in Ithaca?
Well, I don't know how things work a little differently down here in the city, but in Ithaca, when I do exchanges, people actually come to my apartment, or else they call me and I go meet them, because it's a little more rural, so they can't get down to some of the syringe exchange office, you know, places, so they can come and meet me and after hours stuff, you know.
Yeah. How do they hook up with you?
They can call me, they can call me, and people that know me a little bit, I've worked with for a while, can just come to my apartment if they need to, mm-hmm. you know, because that's, you know, how addicts are. They need a syringe, and it's 3 a.m, they're going to come knock on the door. And that's kind of where the peers, I think, come in, you know. I mean, we don't have to be available to everybody, but I think it's good to try to be, because that's why they need us. If they didn't need to come see me at 3 a.m, then they would just go to the office.
Yeah, that's true. And that's actually, you know, the way you just described that is exactly the way that when people originally talked about peer-delivered syringe exchange was the way that it was actually conceptualized. And it didn't always get rolled out like that in New York City. So what you're doing is sort of the pure version.
Yeah, I think that's when they offered me the position, like, you know, almost mm-hmm. 2007 maybe. I mean, that was kind of the idea.
Yeah.
It made sense to me. So I know in the city here it's a little different. I guess they have tables set up in some places.
Yeah.
And, you know, I could see I'd be a little different. You know, it's a much bigger area, but mm-hmm. up there it works fine that way.
Yeah, so do people travel from a long distance?
They come from some of the surrounding counties, you know, mm-hmm. some of the surrounding towns,
yeah.
you know. And it's a little more difficult, I guess, you know, travel-wise, which is why I try to be available when yeah. they can come to see me, you know, because, you know, the buses don't run that often or that late. So if someone has, you know, if they can get a ride whenever they can get a ride or a chance to see me, and they're coming from an hour out in the country, then I'm going to try to be available for them.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you're a pioneer.
I don't know if my parents would see it that way.
All right. Thanks, Brian.
Thank you.
Hi, Davion.
Hi, Alan. How are you today?
I'm good. So you're from Baltimore. We've been working together a little bit. Some folks have been going down to Baltimore, and you guys have come up to New York for the peer-delivered syringe exchange conference. And how's it been? What have you seen?
Well, it's been really educating and entertaining. It's been a really fun day.
Yeah, no, it's a trip, isn't it? It's like, it's really nice to see everyone here and see what's going on.
Yeah, I've learned a lot. I really am excited to know that there's going to be a lot more going on, hopefully in the whole country, about caring about people that use drugs. They're human too.
Yeah, that's right, because you mentioned that earlier, like you hadn't seen that kind of response in Baltimore or before, or anywhere, I guess, until you, like, being here was like really inspiring, maybe?
Oh, very inspiring. And it's actually inspired me to want to do a lot more than I thought I would want to do to change the views of people towards drug users, not just in my city, but maybe in the whole entire country. Like, it gives me inspiration that it can happen. I never thought things like this would happen in America. I really didn't.
I know. It's funny because, I mean, I guess a bunch of us have been involved in this for a long time, so you don't see it because it happens slowly, 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 and then you wake up one day and something is happening. And it must be, yeah, it's awesome, really.
How long has this been happening? I had no idea this was been happening forever. I mean, how long has it been happening?
But this is the third conference of this kind, but the actual work has been going on for years, and getting to where this is now has taken, well, actually, you know why it happened is because in New York State, when we changed the law to do syringe exchange, the law said that you can't give someone a syringe, right, unless you go through a program. And we said that's stupid. You know, drug users always give other people, should be able to give people syringes, right?
Yeah.
So instead of changing the law, what they did eventually after years and years and years is made a program. So it's exactly the same thing, but they called it, they gave it a name, and that became the peer-delivered syringe exchange.
Okay.
So that's why it came about.
And that is that through NIRI, or is that through?
That was through the Department of Health. And so all the programs then took on peer-delivered syringe exchange. But it's drug users giving
network. It's really awesome. I don't know what to say except it's incredible. And I hope it can be all over the country.
Yeah, it can be. And we're going to be down in Baltimore. Obviously, I've seen you before the conference in October. You're going to be a big part of the conference in October, I hope.
Yes, I am, definitely. I'm excited. I can't wait. I want to learn a lot more and accomplish a lot more before then, too. That's my goal.
All right, that's great. And thank you. It's been lovely meeting you today.
Yeah, great seeing you, Alan. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Hi, Karen.
Hi.
You came up with Davion to... this conference from Baltimore, right? What's your experience been today?
Oh, it's been very enlightening. I've gathered a lot of information about the peer program, harm reduction, something we have very little of in Baltimore. Our program is government-based, and it's very limited. It's basically just needle exchange and maybe some wound care, but we do have we have overdose prevention for a while. So, I've gathered a lot of information. We're getting a foundation started, possibly doing some fundraising and involving some political people in the arena to get funding for the program in Baltimore. And I have some good people working with me back there.
That's awesome. I didn't know that all that was happening.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've been coming down a couple times down to Baltimore getting ready for the conference.
Yeah.
What would you like to see after the conference? How do you want to, what would you like to see happen in Baltimore?
I would definitely like to see a peer program have a concrete foundation in the city of Baltimore and spread throughout the state of Maryland. Because it's, well, I'm quite sure like any other state, it's a bad substance abuse problems there. And to get rid of a lot of the stigmas dealing with substance abuse, because it crosses all ethnic backgrounds, all economical backgrounds. You know, it's just really across the board. It does not discriminate. You know, and I think a lot of people are starting to come around because it's starting to hit home with kids and mothers and fathers, brothers, sisters, cousins, friends. As we have this new new substances are coming out that people don't really think are harmful, and they really are. So, you know, you're starting to get a new generation. You're starting to get people who are users that really didn't think this was really a substance that had a problem, or they have this mentality, well, since I'm doing this drug, I'm better than you, because I'm not doing that drug, that type of mentality. You know, especially with the new opiates that are coming on the market with legalized pill consumption.
Is pill use big in Baltimore right now?
Because
Baltimore's a heroin town, right?
An opiate town. The pills that we are taking over for the heroin, because you have a lot of young people, and then you have an older generation that are on the pills. Older generation usually got on them legally. Young kids take them because they tend to think that doesn't put them in a category with the other opiate, which is heroin. So they're above that. So they don't see a stigma with it. You know, this is what I'm getting from kids on the street. Oh, no, I'm not a junkie. I don't do heroin. I only pop pills or smoke weed and drink. So, and the people that are getting it from their doctors and getting hooked, they don't know how to go to the doctor and say, hey, could you detox me? Instead of, once they build the tolerance, they're trying to get more, so they're out on the streets. Then once they're abused with the doctors, then they're buying on the streets. And a lot of times what's happening with that is, it's turning into a pill of dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is. And I've seen it. I've seen a lot of people go through that phase. Matter of fact, I went through that phase about 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I can speak from experience.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned, I think it's called the Staying Alive Program, isn't it? Is that the overdose program
in
Baltimore?
Yes, the Staying Alive Program. Yeah. Yes. Baltimore's had that program for at least, I believe, about 9 years now. And it's been there a while. First, they started with the injections, narcotic. And then last summer, they started administering the spray, the nasal spray. The only thing is, they have a very limited needle exchange program.
Yeah.
And that hurts a lot of people. And a lot of people are comfortable with buying needles off the streets. One pharmacy that'll sell them to you, unless you can get under the radar with a pharmacy that won't ask for a diabetic prescription for your diabetic needle, syringes. So
basically it's still a limited amount of syringes
right.
Floating around Baltimore.
Right.
Yeah. Which is ridiculous in this day and age as well.
It really is.
Yeah.
It really is.
So maybe that's something else that maybe we'll get out of the conference in Baltimore, that maybe the program will get bigger. I mean, more
definitely,
needles.
Definitely, yeah. Definitely. Especially, but the peer program, that would definitely expand it.
Yeah, yeah.
Really.
Mm-hmm. All right, Crown, I really appreciate this. It's been lovely meeting you today.
I enjoy talking to you. Yeah. I've really met a lot of nice people and gathered a lot of information. I'm really glad I came.
Yeah.
I am.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Bye. And that's our report back from the Peer Delivered Syringe Exchange Conference here in New York City. We'll see you again shortly. Bye-bye.